The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira, Mr. Matt Demiz Misler on the other side of the county, doing a great job like Miz does, my co-host for the next couple of weeks. Love Ira, love Miz, both my guys. We can always talk a lot of Tigers. You know, if Ira were here, we'd be talking about how did the Orioles get a split with the Tigers? You're supposed to get fat on the Orioles, right? Supposed to get fat on their bottom dwellers, at least.
You would think.
Series, right?
You would think.
They wind up, you know, they wind up splitting, but now the Tigers, here they are, just 6 games below 500. So they did accomplish something this month, or last month, I should say. This month, can they win this month? Can they win the month when they are facing, you know, the month of July featured them playing most of the teams below them in the standings. Here, they're facing teams that are right at their level or a little above, right? So at the Blue Jays are like 6 games above 500. The Red Sox are by far the best team that they face, but the Blue Jays are like right there. I think the Twins right at 500. Oh no, the Guardians are right at 500. I have to look at the rest of the standings to try to I think you got the Cardinals in there.
Yeah, Cardinals are right at the 500 level.
Right at the 500 level too. So a bunch of teams that are like right there close to them in the standings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the only two really that are kind of should be on paper, you know, better and should pull off series wins would be the next series with the Red Sox, and then later on when they travel to Toronto against the Blue Jays. But everyone else
is... Yeah, the Angels right a game below 500. So these are all teams that what I'm getting at is different than last month where you're supposed to get fat on teams that you're better at on paper. These are all teams that are comparable or a touch better than them on paper. Can you win this month? If they can win this month, you know, not by just above 500 this month, Miz, I'll be ready to say they're going to be at 500 by the time the season. I mean, this will be a 500 season for the Tigers, which no one was saying heading into. I mean, the high 60s was the projection for most of the prognosticators. 70s is like, man, that's a great season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Tigers went 80 games this year. It's like, man, okay. Yeah, the rebuild is really on. And you can see that Al Avila, when he said, look, we are no longer sellers. We are on the climb now. We are on the incline. Our ascent is starting. You can see that in they did not just ship Scope off, right? Jamer Candelario still here. It's one of those things, you know, Turnbull, they couldn't shop anymore, right? He's out with Tommy John. So, you know, Fulmer has had injuries. Maybe it would have been interesting to see how they would have handled that if he didn't have any injuries. But I mean, you have to believe that there were teams that were looking for a bat to say, man, Scope, what can we get Scope? And the Tigers, clearly their asking price was too high, showing that they were not sellers any longer.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if these guys can continue on the trend that they have been on. Just one more note on the Tigers before we get over and talk about listen to Sherrone Moore, the interview that we did with him last week. But the Kumar Rocker story, man, I know you're familiar. When we talked about the draft and you mentioned when number one pick. All right. You know, that was a bit of a curveball is the Pirates went sure thing. They went catcher.
Mm-hmm.
And Leiter went number two. And he was the most game ready, major league ready pitcher in the draft out of Vanderbilt. Next on the list, as far as being major league ready, in the eyes of most, was Kumar Rocker. Tigers go Jackson Jobe there. Right now, when they did that, it wasn't about the discontent wasn't about Kumar Rocker. It was about Marcelo Mayer. It was about Jordan Lawler. It was about these big time shortstops. You mentioned Kumar Rocker, Miz, and you know we all have been on this Kumar Rocker kick since they faced Michigan. Vanderbilt faced Michigan in the World Series, and he was so stellar. He was so lights out. And I remember saying to you or to Ira, I mean, is this one of those deals where just the book has been out on Kumar Rocker for a couple of years now, and they've been able to pick holes in his game? I mean, what would they say about Jackson Jobe if he were to pitch in college baseball for 3 years, right? Would they pick holes in his game? What would have been the market for Kumar Rocker had he been able to come out after his freshman year? Would they be talking about him like they're talking about Jackson Jobe? Now, I'd say yes. What we didn't know at the time is that there were serious questions about the health of his arm slash shoulder. The questions are so significant that the New York Mets decided not to sign him, which is, I mean, the number 10 pick in the draft, and they're saying, we are not going to sign. Or is it 10 or 11? I can't remember which one it was. Whatever the case may be, their first round pick, they're stepping away. They're walking away. They're saying, we don't want you. What recourse then does Kumar Rocker have? He has to wait, Miz. He has to wait a whole year and go back in the draft because the team that picked him doesn't want him. This is a guy saying, I don't want to sign with the team. You know, I'm going Eli Manning on you. I'm going John Elway on you. I'm willing to go back in the draft. This isn't that. This is a team saying, we don't think you're healthy. We are not going to sign you. Therefore, we get our pick back in the next draft. And he has to just wait a year. Something about that doesn't sit right with me. He wants to be, and he wants to sign. And here the team is saying, we don't think you're healthy enough, so we don't want you.
It makes no sense to me, dude. I mean, we mentioned this back in the first hour that, you know, Rocker, you know, he's at best, you know, right now is that he can play some independent league ball. And to me, I think it's a big slap in the face to Kumar, considering that, I mean, if you're a Michigan baseball fan and you followed along in that 2019 College World Series that, you know, unfortunately Michigan, you know, fell to Kumar and the Vanderbilt Commodores, you know, you know that game two where Michigan could have pulled it off, you know, Kumar was throwing bullets, he was throwing cannons, he was, you know, topping close to triple digits on the gun, and yet still hitting you with some nasty curveballs as well too, where, you know, he could have come out of the draft. He could have come out for the draft after that year, after his, you know, what would have been, I believe, his freshman or sophomore year. Could have just said, hey, I'm ready to go draft whoever takes me. Probably could have been, you know, a consensus number one overall pick. And, you know, at the time, I think the Tigers were supposed to be in that slot. Like, dude, just crumble for Kumar. Crumble for him, okay? To get this dude.
I like it.
I seen him with my eyes. I seen it. He is that dude. And then, you know, obviously the pandemic hit and, you know, they had to sit for a year. But then he came out this season. He may not have had the stats or the numbers that he had in that 2019 season, but he still had, you know, the velocity. It may have dropped maybe a smidge, but I mean, let's just be honest here. As time progresses as a pitcher, sometimes you do lose a little oomph on your pitch. I mean, look at JV. It took him a while to get back to that point where he could hit 100 on the gun late in innings like we had seen him with the Tigers. But he was able to hit you with some dirty, you know, 12-6, you know, curveballs and hit you with some off-speed pitches. And Kumar was working on that. He was working on getting, you know, expanding his pitch repertoire to not just being, you know, a, you know, push 100-mile-per-hour fastball and then just hit you with an off-speed, you know, dirty pitch that sent you to the locker room just to clean yourself off because it was that dirty. So and he was working with him. But for the Mets to draft him at 10 and then not be able to sign him by the deadline yesterday and basically say, we drafted you because we didn't want 31 other teams to take you, but we don't trust your arm, so we're not going to sign you. Basically slapped him on the butt and said, best of luck to you in your endeavors down the stretch. That is one of the biggest slaps in the face. And because he can't go back to college. He's got a manager. He's got an agent. He can't go back to college. So now the best that he can do is hopefully he can sign with one of the independent leagues to keep his bit, you know, to keep it going. He can't sign with another team. And I told you in the first hour, Sam, that the one league that is close to something like Major League Baseball is the National Hockey League, where you can get drafted, but you don't necessarily have to sign with the team that drafted you. Your rights are still part of them for X amount of years. If you don't get signed after that, you're a free agent. You don't have to sit out a year. It's almost like the old transfer rule. You sit out for a year to make sure you can play and keep your eligibility, so to speak. I think what baseball did, especially with the Mets, they did Kumar dirty. And I think baseball needs to look into something like this. Hey, you don't sign him, guess what? You don't get a pick. Mm-hmm. Or you lose a draft pick, or you know, or that player becomes an unrestricted free agent, and all 31 teams have the opportunity to sign him. They need to change that up, and they need to change it like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough. No matter what you think. Now, let's be clear here that there were questions about Kumar Rocker's shoulder
mm-hmm.
heading into the draft, that he was one of the players that Major League Baseball pre-draft selected for their MRI program. He declined, which is not out of the ordinary, according to, you know, the baseball people, that, you know, prospects decline doing this on a yearly basis. It makes their medical information available to all 30 teams. You know, maybe there are some things in there that you don't want teams to know, but this was clearly something that was on the radar of Major League teams heading into the draft. And bringing it back to the Tigers, it sort of frames their decision different, right? And now, again, understanding the consideration was mostly about those shortstops, about Mayer, about Lawler. There was another shortstop that was drafted high. Forgive me for not remembering his name, but there were three big-time high school shortstops, right? But Kumar Rocker was definitely on the radar, too. And so he slides, and Tigers go Jobe. And now when you think about it, it's like, okay, this – maybe Al Avila was processing this too. It wasn't just a matter of Jackson Jobe's upside being high, his ceiling being higher. You also had the health concerns with Kumar Rocker too. And so you give Al Avila some credit, makes that Jackson Jobe pick look even better. So
it does. And by the way, I do want to point out, Sam, we were talking, you kind of to wrap before we wrap up the whole baseball segment here. Before the season started up, Vegas had actually put the Tigers having a total win mount at 68.5, which was the fifth lowest among Major League Baseball. And at the time that I looked this up, they showed the, you know, what the trajectory and projection of these the rankings were as far as where they would look at. The Tigers are without a doubt one of the biggest changes in win total among all Major League Baseball teams. So, I mean, it's call, you know,
man.
They may not be a playoff team, but that 500, you know, that that plateau of hitting that, or that yardstick of hitting 500 is very, very much in reach. They do have that opportunity to possibly finish second in the American League Central. I don't think anyone's going to catch, you know, Chicago in the least bit. I think the White Sox are going to run. They're going to run away with this division. And but for Detroit, they got that opportunity. They can they can hit 500 without a doubt.
Yeah, man. It's like I said. I mean, that what Vegas is saying is, as I was you know, reading through all news, Free Press, Buster Olney, Tim Kirkchin. I mean, you look at all of them had the Tigers upper 60s. Like I said,
mm-hmm.
you know, 70 was the anywhere in the low 70s was the exception. And now here the Tigers are, you know, 500 is not out of the question, especially if they win this month. So we'll see if they do. We got to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, we will jump into conversation with Sherrone Moore, Michigan offensive line coach / co-offensive coordinator, and return here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.